Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. Happy holidays to everyone. I hope and pray that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. We are looking forward to all the wonderful things that are going to be happening as we go into the month of December. And we are just here to just have a good time tonight. And just thank you so much for tuning in to the show. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, thank you so much. My show is all about women's issues and their families. And we focus on women reaching their long-term and their short-term goals, assisting them where they need assistance, such as in purchasing a home, finance, and life skills, also business skills as well. If you are a regular listener to this show, you know that we talk about all different topics. We have different guests coming on the show. Tonight we do not have a guest. It would just be yours truly, so I still hope that you enjoy it. And I'm just here to advocate women and all the wonderful things that we have to offer, and just let you know that somebody cares. Somebody is out there working very hard to do what I do to help you get to where you want to go. So thank you so much. At Issues Concerning Women, our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, through the radio show, other talk shows that I'm invited on, through home ownership classes, career development, and assistance. We also spend lots of time doing workshops and conferences so that men and women are able to come out, join us, be educated about what is happening in the world today, how to grow their businesses if that's what you're doing, how to pump up your career, take it to the next level, how to be in a relationship, because we know most everybody that listens to my show is an adult, but sometimes you're just having problems just with the everyday mundane things. So that's what my show is all about. So I love that you're here. I love that you come and listen to me, even if it's in the archives, and just tell somebody else about the show. Also, I'm going to ask, and I've never asked this before, and I don't know why, but if you're listening to my show on my Facebook page, please like my page as well, because I've noticed that I have been asking people, and they say, if you don't ask, then you don't get. So I'm sure that's why I don't have that many likes on Facebook, because people do listen to the show. I have, hundreds and thousands of followers on the show itself, and most of them listen to it on the Facebook page. So if you're listening today, tonight, or whenever you're listening, just like my page so that I know that you're liking the show and the Facebook page. We're doing some new things as we wrap up the new year. I'm so excited. I'm excited for you. Love your questions that you send in for me to answer on the show, even if you want to stay anonymous, and that's fine because that's what we do. So thank you. I know that your schedule is busy. It's the holiday time, but, we just take a minute and take a deep breath, and we'll going to get through this together. We're going to have fun doing it as well. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about the holidays that are coming up. And I did say, you know, I hope everybody had a happy holiday. I know that some of the people that are up the East Coast are still, you know, trying to get back to normal, trying to get back to their jobs, if their jobs are still there, trying to just maintain some kind of quality of life. My heart goes out to everybody that was affected by the storm. You know, there were lives lost, homes and businesses. So, you know, I'm truly, truly am sorry if anybody, you know, lost a loved one or their home or their business. We are, you know, we just have to be thankful that we can start to heal from that. And I'm here if you just want to, you know, chit-chat about it or send me a request through the message board or send me something into my email address. I'm really serious about that. I'm here for you. I do counseling and coaching, and, you know, that's my job. But I'm still here as a woman and as a mother and wife and a business owner. So I do know that we all go through trials and tribulations. But, you know, hopefully this will be, you know, just a wonderful holiday season for all those that are listening out there tonight. This is also a hard time for a lot of people, holidays, because if you have loved ones that you're missing or, you know, things that you used to do and you just don't do it anymore, if you're not connected with your family, it's a hard time. You know, a lot of people are depressed during these winter months because it gets darker early. It's more nighttime than there is daytime. But just know that we are here for you, and our mission is to help you and create a place that you can just come hang out. It's no more than 30 minutes on a Thursday night. But I, you know, I'm going to start again, as I stated before. So I'm doing some things differently on the Facebook page, and hopefully that will help some of you that are going through different things. And nobody has to know who you are. You can message me on my Facebook page, or you can send me a direct email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And you can call into the show tonight if you're listening and you have a comment and you want to share with somebody some words of encouragement. You can do that too. To call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. Again, that's 1-347-826-7543. Thank you for those that are in the chat room. I really, really appreciate your support. And I love all of you guys, and I know that you know that, because I tell you every week how much you all mean to me. It's not just something that I say. It's something that I really, really mean. Well, today has been a busy Thursday. I wrote an article for the Examiner. I am one of their fashion writers, and, you know, of course, you know, we all have our own styles and our own ways that we want to look. But if you get an opportunity, go to my Facebook page under Francine Humphrey and check it out. It's called H is for Het. And I wanted to do that because as we go through the holiday season, you know, the wind is blowing and it's cold and we have to have something on our heads. And I know the older I get, the more I enjoy wearing my hats. I am a Mad Hatter, and I did put that in the article. I love my hats, and if you know me personally, you know that I do. I will, you know, slap a hat on in a second because I think it adds to any wardrobe. But so if you haven't tried wearing hats, try it out. Just have some fun with it, because that's what we want to do tonight. We want to have some fun with the show and give you some tips on holiday shopping and some of the things that are going to get us through the holiday season and just help you out this holiday. I know, again, it is difficult for some, and you know, but please try not to be sad. And if you are sad, please, one thing I suggest that you do, if you are going through something and you have a good friend that you can talk to, utilize that friendship right now. Don't abuse it, but do utilize it. Get on the phone and call somebody or send them, you know, a text. A text to me is kind of impersonal. So if you miss somebody, call them on the phone. You know, don't, you know, texting is, you know, it's for quick response and replies. But if you have been out of touch with your sister or brother or your parents or just an old girlfriend or boyfriend, and you really are missing them this holiday season, pick up the phone and give them a call. I know it's daunting. I know you just don't want to do it because you didn't end on a good note or whatever happened, but I'm telling you, if you exude forgiveness to somebody else, first, it helps you. That's the first thing that it does. It's not for the other person, really. It's really for you. So please forgive them and forgive yourself. Pick up that phone and give them a call. I guarantee you, you'll be happier once you do it. And even if the call doesn't happen to be everything that you expected to be, and they moved on and they just aren't willing or able to, you know, be in a relationship with you right now, it's still okay. At least you reached out. You made the effort. It made you feel better. And you're not sitting there thinking about woulda, shoulda, coulda, because nothing happens when we do that. You know that we just beat ourselves up about some things. But I'm saying this carefully because I know that some relationships, that door is closed and you need to leave them closed. And you, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I mean. You know, if it's detrimental to your health or it's going to cause you any kind of heartache or pain, please don't do it. But if it's somebody that you just kind of, you know, lost touch with and you really would like to rekindle that relationship, then fine. But if it's somebody who has walked away for a definite reason and you knew it was best for you to let them walk, please don't reopen that door. And I've been praying about that all this week because we all have a tendency to do that sometimes. And it's just not good and it's not healthy. And we want to be in healthy relationships. We want to be having a good time during the holiday season and just sharing with those who can accept our love. I had an epiphany this week, and I shared it with some other folks, that people generally do what they want to do, and they act the way they want to act. And if something's not important to them, it's just not important to them. It's nothing that you can do to change that. It's nothing that you can do to make them want to be with you or do things with you. But take it for what it's worth. And also take it with a grain of salt, because sometimes we take things to heart. I know that I do. I have so much compassion for other folks that sometimes I truly, truly just don't understand why people don't get it. But the problem is that they don't get it because they're not on the same page with you. They're not wanting to do what you want to do. They don't want to spend time with you at this particular time. It's not that they don't like you or care about you, that they just have other agendas and other things on their mind. And so we have to learn how to take it lightly and not let it weigh on us, and especially during this time of year, because that happens so much. We get invited to so many things. To so many programs and conferences and workshops and programs and plays, and we just can't go to everything. But my thing is, please respond when somebody sends your invitation. That's only common courtesy. It won't kill you. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. If you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. We have just been having hopefully a good time for you. It's a good time for me because you guys know I love to talk, and I get to, you know, talk to you about the things that are going on with Issues Concerning Women, about my business. But tonight we're going to talk about some other things that usually women and men love to talk about during the holiday season. You know, what do you like to go shopping? Yes, mostly everybody does. But do you have a wish list or bucket list? Yes. And tonight I'm just going to share a little bit of my stuff with you guys, you know, because I feel like we're all friends, and it makes for interesting conversation. So please feel free to, you know, chat me a note or email me. Again, my email is icwdirector@gmail.com. Now, some of the things I love, especially during the holiday season, is I love all of the decorations. I'm serious. I love to see people decorating their homes. I know that some people can get carried away, but that's okay. It's their holiday. It's their home. Don't hate. Just participate. You know, don't be the only one on the street that doesn't have lights up or decorations if that's your thing. If it's not your thing, then don't worry about it because it's not for you. Everything is not for everybody. So don't, you know, think that I'm trying to tell you what to do with your house or in your home. I'm just saying that's some of the stuff that I like during the holidays. I also love good food. And I had the great pleasure of being one of the vendors at the Holiday Inn, the Founders Inn, a couple of weeks ago, two years ago. And I was one of the vendors there. And because I am a partner in Hyman and Humphrey Catering Company, and I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm one of the partners. And we had an awesome time. It was about 200 brides there. I think they broke their own record for having a wonderful show. Fashion show was awesome. Wonderful fashions by David Bridles and another bridal company. I can't think of the name right off the top of my head. But anyway, if you go to my Facebook page, you can, you know, click on all of that, the things that I'm talking about tonight. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time because it seemed like everybody was high-spirited. And I don't know if it's the holidays, and I hope that it is because I want you to have fun during the holidays. Like, I know that it can be daunting if you have to work and you have kids and kids are going to get out of school soon, but don't think about that tonight. Just think about all the fun that you can have. So at this fashion show, it was magnificent. I'm going to tell you, it was fun, it was easygoing, and the fashions were wonderful. The models were good, male and female, and even the little kids were so cute. But I said all that because I love holiday cooking. I love holiday time. I love trying different recipes and especially chocolate. So that's one of the other things that I love. And I'm sure that you have your guilty pleasure, too. So if you want to, you know, email me or write something on my Facebook page, that's cool, you know, because I just want to, you know, share a few of the things that I enjoy during the holiday time. I love clothes. Shoes, handbags. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I love the glitz and the glitter. I love getting dressed up. I don't wear jeans regularly. I mean, I have a few pair, not many. But jeans are not my thing. I love to dress up. I love to look like a lady and feel like a lady. Not to say that I can't feel like a lady in jeans. This is just me. I prefer, you know, my dress pants. And I'm even trying some leggings. And I know that that's something you have to be careful with. But if you wear the right long sweater or coat with them, they look good. So I'm trying those this year. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Shoes are my main thing that I really, really love. High heels. Can walk on them all day, but I noticed that as I get older, the heel height is coming down just a tiny little bit, but that's okay too. I'm inspired by books, by old movies. I love Classic Channel, Classic Movie Channel, and watching those old movies, watching the way that they dress and how the ladies were just sassy and sophisticated. Love that. Beauty products, lipstick, eyelashes, all of it. I don't wear false eyelashes myself, but I've seen ladies in them, and they look good. Just don't be looking like you're dressing for Halloween, ladies. Just don't carry it too far. But just to enhance your beauty, eyebrows are my pet peeve. I don't like when the eyebrows are just, you know, looking like they don't belong on your face. That is a problem for me. But I love everything girly. Girly, girly, girly. I love to travel. And I love beauty products and good smelling perfume. That's the stuff that I love. So hopefully you have enjoyed listening to the stuff that I like, and hopefully you'll keep some things in on my Facebook page, because I want you to go there and like my page tonight. I think that's pretty much, you know, where I'm going with this thing, and just have some conversation with me. I know a lot of the people that I interact with on Facebook, they know me personally, but those of you who don't really know me and you're getting to know me, these are just some of the things that I like, and I hope that you can share some of the things that you like too. So I'm gonna, when I go on Facebook tonight, I'm going to add that on there and ask you to share it with me. So don't be shy. Just share a few things that you like during the holiday season. Also, we have an event coming up, so I want to tell you about that. It's going to be December the 5th, and that is a Wednesday, I believe. So if you're here in Hampton Roads, we're going to be at 5606 A as in Apple, Virginia Beach Boulevard, for our holiday event. And this is sponsored by Issues Concerning Women and H&H Catering. Now, it will be a business attire event, because it will be in the evening from 6:30 to 8:30, and you can come right after work if you're in Hampton Roads, and I know if you're out of town, you can't come, but we'll keep you posted next Thursday, and I'll let you know how well it went or and how wonderful everything was, because I know that it will be. So if you're in Hampton Roads and you want to hang out with me next Wednesday, please feel free to do so. I'm looking forward to having a good time, as I always do, because I don't want to do things and don't have a good time. So come hang out with me from 6:30 to 8:30. It's at the Executive Coast Center on Virginia Beach Boulevard, and the address again is 5606 A as in Apple, Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 201, so it's upstairs. So come, bring your business cards, or if you don't have a business, it's okay. You just want to meet me, come and hang out with us. We're going to have some food. We'll have some vendor tables there, and you can maybe purchase you a thing or two. And the event is free, so come hang out with us and let us know that you enjoy the broadcast. Also, we have other things that are going on this month, in the month of December, December the 13th, I'm going to be a table captain for the Urban League of Hampton Roads. And they asked me to do this, and it is a, you know, an honor to be asked, and it is to help promote the Urban League. It's called the Changing Lives Breakfast. So if you want more information about that, please let me know. It's going to be early morning, like 8:30 to 10:30, you know, I think it's an hour and a half, 2 hours on December the 13th. The event is free and is sponsored by Old Town Point Bank. And for this event, it is usually a fundraiser. You know, so the bottom line is you do come to the breakfast free, but when you come, do bring a donation for the Urban League. And if you need more information, you can just go look up UrbanLeagueOfHamptonRoads.com. It is really, really easy to look it up and see what it's all about, see if it's something that you want to do. And if you would like to be a guest at my table, please email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can give me a call after the show at 757-567-6734, and just let me know that you heard about the Changing Lives Breakfast and you want to be a part of that. Each table captain has 10 chairs, so actually 9, because I'll have one, and then there'll be 9 chairs left. But there's no limit on how many people I can bring. So don't feel like if you don't get, you know, if you're not in the first 10, you can't come. They have plenty of tables, and they'll roll out more tables than they did last year. It's an awesome event. You get to see some of the things that the Urban League actually does and how they help the community. And you guys know that's what I'm all about, community first. And then as we bridge the gap between Hampton Roads and all the other cities across the United States and even globally, we are here to give information and help and develop programs that are good for everyone across the country. So I'm very excited to be asked again to be a table captain. So if you want to know more about it, just give me a call at 757-567-6734. I've had wonderful requests for people coming on the radio show, so we're booking those and getting it all rolling going into the holidays and into the first of the year. Also, don't forget about our business conference, January 19, 2012. You need to get in touch with me. I'm going to post something this weekend, so please come hang out with us. Be a part of Issues Concerning Women. Go to the website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds. Just type it out and go to the website. The new book is coming out, and I've been talking about it, and I've been working on it for over a year now. And it's just because I want it to be a very good book. So I'm not rushing it, but I do feel like I have the urgency to get it done. But at the same time, I know that if I want it to be a good book, then I have to continue to work on it, edit it, re-edit it, do what I need to do to make sure that you enjoy it. And it's something that you will be able to use over and over and over again, because the name of the book is called There's Power in the Plan. Now, how that helps you is, I know there are so many leadership programs and so many business coaches and consultants all across the United States, and I'm just one in those of many. But what I wanted to do is put together something that was easy to read, easy to understand, something that would help you in your life, whether it was your business, your career, or your relationship. All the principles can apply to whatever your particular area is. Also, I wanted to encourage everyone to work on their inspiration boards, and some people call them vision boards, but I'm always about inspiring you, and I just don't want to hype you up and just leave you, but the inspiration / vision boards are very important. I use them in my life. If it's things that you're looking forward to in the coming months, weeks, days, please, please, please start your inspiration board. And it's really simple. Get you some construction paper, or you can go to Walmart. Even you can go to, you know, Walmart, get your board. Start looking at magazines, going online, looking at the things that you want that inspire you, things that you are interested in. That's why I was kind of telling you some of the things that I like. And these things that I just told you about earlier are on my vision board that I like. So put on there things that you want to do if you want to start your own business, or you want to elevate your business to the next level. If you're thinking about your career, if you know, if you would like to have your name on the door and you want to be the VP of your company, things you have to do to work towards that. Do you need to go back to school? Talk to your company about that and find out what it is you need to get promoted. If it's your relationships, if you're estranged from your family members and you want to get back together, find your picture of a family sitting at the table and having a dinner, or even put pictures of your real family on there. This is a wonderful thing to do for the holidays. Also, if you're creative, you can even make your own video board where you can just get clippings and pop art and things that you want to share with your family members. These things are so precious this time of year. I like to do things that are fun, and I'm going to do a video for my family, but I can't do it, so I definitely need to hire somebody to do that. But I know that sometimes we take all the little things for granted, and this time of year it makes you start to think about how blessed we are and how thankful we should be. So work on your inspiration boards. If you need help doing that, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you. I thank you so, so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next week, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. I'm looking forward to seeing the likes on my Facebook page. I'm looking forward to you continuing to go on to the website. We're well over 3,000 mark for the year, so I'm really pleased with that, and I couldn't do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I am so thankful for all of you that listen to my show, for your input, for your questions, your comments, and your concerns. Continue to tune into the show. Tell somebody about it, and know that I'll be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to be on the show, email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Have a wonderful and blessed week, and I will see and talk to you next Thursday. Bye-bye.